This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With six series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Do you want children to know where their food comes from? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Ag in the Classroom program is teaching school children about where their food comes from and modern agriculture through the many classroom activities developed for teachers. Children of today are the future of tomorrow's success in agriculture. Join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, to continue the Ag in the Classroom programs, our future in agriculture.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 694, down 8.25. July wheat trading at 694, down 8.5. May corn now trading at 643 and a half, down 2.25. July corn trading at 620 and a quarter, down 3.25. May soybeans trading at 14.22, up 4.75. July beans trading at 13.65 3/4, up 1.25. On the Chicago Board of Trade Monday, May wheat ended the day at 7.02 1/4. That was down 6.75. July wheat ended at 7.02 1/2, down 9. September wheat, 7.10 1/4, down 7.75. May corn yesterday ended at 645 3/4, down 6.25. July corn ended at 623 1/2, down 9.5. September corn ended at 556, down 16. May soybeans on Monday ended the day at 1417 1/4, down 11. July beans 1364 1/4, down 18.25. August beans 1309 1/2, down 19. May soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $410, down 24. July meal, $398.10, down 44. August meal, $375.80, down 52. May soybean oil yesterday ended at $48.62, down 54. July oil, $48.59, down 59. August oil, $48.50, down 58. May oats yesterday ended at $4.15, up 8.5. July oats, $3.92 1/4, up 9.25. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Monday afternoon. Technical selling at the Board of Trade helped to push grain prices lower. Wheat futures were weakened by the weather forecast for the Plain States that included moisture for dry soils. Strength in the cash markets did provide support for both corn and soybean values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 641 to 654, while soybeans were mostly 18 to 21 cents lower at 1412 to 1429. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 641 to 658, and soybeans dropped 14 to 15 cents at 1426 to 1444. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 6 to 8 cents at 632 to 671. Soybeans fell 11 cents down to 1435 to 1458, with wheat bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 697 to 710. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids fell 8 to 17 cents, ranging from 1459 to 1469. Basis mostly 10 cents stronger tonight, ranging from 95 to $1.05 over July. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered steady to $2.40 per ton lower at $4.25 to $435 a ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 5 to 8 cents at $6.63 to $6.70, with basis 2 to 5 cents stronger, range from 40 to 47 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 656 to 661. Basis ended steady, range from 10 to 15 over the May. Soybeans ended 9 to 11 cents lower at 1447 to 1460, with basis ending steady to 2 cents stronger at 30 to 43 over the May. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery, they dropped 9 to 11 cents at 703 to 706, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 1 to 3 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 9 cents lower at 656 to 657. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 4 to 11 cents, with quotations at 1461 to 1462. Soft red winter wheat down 7 at 726 to 727, while the Milo ended 6 cents lower at 630 to 631. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions range from 496 up to 513. New crop soybean bids range from 1165 to 1183. In central Illinois on Monday, new crop corn bids range from $5 up to $5.14. New crop soybean bids 1170 to 1184. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $4.99 up to $5.18. New crop soybean bids 1173 to 1185. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $6.73 up to $7.01. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday. May hogs ended the day at 87.57, down 27. June hogs ended at 89.45, down 75. July hogs 89.62, down 65. April cattle yesterday ended the day at 125.97, down 37. June cattle 120.82, down 47, and August cattle 121.40, down 22. April feeder cattle yesterday ended at 133.62, down 40. May feeders 138.60, down 60, and August feeders 145.97, down 7. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 20 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 72 to 76, with the weighted average carcass price of 73.52. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $40 to $45. The 4 to 5 weights $43 to $47. The 5 to 550 weights $47 to $48. And the 550 and up $49 to $50. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady with moderate demand and offerings, ranging in price from $48 to $53. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,550 head, And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 125. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 330 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.44, which was 54 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $190.78, which was 68 cents higher, and select carcasses were $183.67, and that was 4 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000, which compared to 122,000 for last week and 121,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000, which compared to 413,000 last week and 410,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from yesterday: for butter, 177, down 1 3/4. For block cheese, 188, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 176.5, down a half. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, 1762. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April and May, 642. Corn delivered to Scottville for April and May, 637. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, 1455, and for May, 1450. Wheat delivered to Scottville, 692. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, 642, corn at Scottville, 637, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1455, wheat at Scottville, 692. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Right now, color radar showing scattered light rain in parts of Greene and Jersey counties. This moving slowly to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Across mid-Illinois for your Tuesday, cloudy skies with occasional showers and falling temperatures. We will have west winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with showers, low temperatures in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, high temperatures in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy skies and warmer. A slight chance of rain Friday night, low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now, south winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies, 56 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
If you have or know a preschooler, now's the time to register for preschool, and you have another choice. Litchfield Christian Preschool is accepting applications for children 3 to 5. 3-year-olds will go Tuesdays and Thursdays. 4-year-olds will go Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday mornings. New this year is the Afternoon Extra program, allowing students to stay for an afternoon session. For more information, contact the Christian Church of Litchfield on the Lake Road at 324-2490. That's 324-2490.
22 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning, part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. First of all, in the news this morning, just 3 months ago, there were concerns of barge traffic coming to a halt on the Mississippi River near St. Louis. Now, flooding has forced the closure of several locks, and as a result, barge shipping on the Illinois River and parts of the Mississippi were at a standstill on Monday. Coast Guard spokesman Colin Fogarty told the Reuters News Service, "It's difficult to say how soon navigation can resume." In the aftermath of the devastating fire and explosion at the fertilizer plant in Texas, many are wondering if it could happen here. Tricia Braid of the Illinois Corn Growers and Marketing Board talked to Jean Payne, the president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. Ms. Payne says the facilities here and in other parts of the country are similar.
And a lot of the questions I've gotten is, do our facilities in Illinois store the same types of products that that facility in Texas did? And, you know, generally the answer is yes. I mean, we store nitrogen-based fertilizers in several different forms. A lot of facilities store fuel, store propane, store anhydrous ammonia. So while they don't know yet what the cause of the explosion was and may not for some time, you know, what I've been reassuring people is that this is one of the reasons why, you know, our industry advocates for a lot of safety and inspection measures at our facilities for our anhydrous ammonia and for our other forms of nitrate fertilizer. You know, we work very closely with the Department of Ag. We want our facilities inspected at a minimum of annually by the state. And also, nitrate-based fertilizers are regulated by the Department of Homeland Security. So every year, our members have to also report to DHS the types of fertilizers they store, where they store them. And even with their contacts with the local emergency responders, every year, ag chem facilities are required to provide a list of all the products they store, fertilizers and pesticides and fuels, where they're stored, what kind of containers they're housed in, which buildings they're located in. And the state of Illinois and local emergency responders actually have a site plan of every ag chemical facility so that there's a familiarity if something would happen at a facility of where all those products are stored and in what quantities and what the hazards associated with them might be.
Jean, for people listening, their reaction to that list of things you just mentioned might be something like, wow, it's surprising to hear that an industry is so willing to step up with this type of information, go on the record, ask for these types of regulations. As farmers, we tend to be pretty independent, not necessarily fond of the idea of registering with government agencies and telling people coming forth with all of this information. We prefer it to be privately held. Certainly, most of the times, don't want other members of the public to have access to the information. What you're talking about, though, is really intended to help prevent tragedy, to keep people safe, not just in the public, but also the employees of these facilities and the first responders.
Right. You know, it's funny, Tricia, because about 10 years ago, after 9/11, we were always required to tell people where we had our nitrate fertilizer stored and in what types of containers. And, you know, we had to work with the FBI because while we want our local emergency responders and the state to have that information, we really didn't want it to be available to just anybody because, you know, there are people out there, as we are learning this week in Boston, that don't have our best interests at heart. And so we were able to work with the FBI and keep some of that information confidential to just our government agencies, which is good. But locally, you know, we always stress to our members to engage with their local fire departments. Most of them are volunteer. A lot of the employees that work at the fertilizer plant are on the local fire department. And those walkthroughs of the facility, so there's that level of familiarity, is very important. And if you have a fire at an ag chem facility, and it happens from time to time, it's very important to know where those products are located so the firefighters know what the hazards can be and can take those appropriate actions. And we've certainly never had anything to the extent of what happened in Texas. And, you know, there's a lot of days that go by every single day that there's absolutely no incidents at the 5,000 ag chem facilities located nationwide. And I'm sure they'll determine what happened in Texas. And I'm sure our industry will be very responsive to, you know, making sure that a scenario like that, you know, could never happen.
That was Jean Payne, the president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, talking with Tricia Braid of the Illinois Corn Growers and Marketing Board. In other news this morning, one of the pork checkoff's top issues is the ability to develop the next generation of pork professionals. The checkoff has awarded 22 college students as part of its strategy to develop human capital for the pork industry. Pork Checkoff Director of Animal Science, Dr. Chris Hostetler, explains.
Our top applicant this year is Corey Carpenter from Red Bluff, California. You typically don't think of an applicant of California as being a large swine state, but this particular gentleman is very active in the National Junior Swine Association. He's got a wealth of experience in different internship programs that he's participated in, and his ultimate goal is to hold a PhD and work in the area of swine nutrition, and I think that's just a huge boon for the swine industry.
This year's top candidate received a $5,000 scholarship. Dr. Hostetler says this young man has a unique background.
Our top applicant this year is Corey Carpenter from Red Bluff, California. You typically don't think of an applicant of California as being a large swine state, but this particular gentleman is very active in the National Junior Swine Association. He's got a wealth of experience in different internship programs that he's participated in, and his ultimate goal is to hold a PhD and work in the area of swine nutrition, and I think that's just a huge boon for the swine industry.
A skilled workforce is essential for the competitiveness of the swine industry. Dr. Hostetler says the caliber of applicants serves the ultimate goal.
That encourages me as I look down the road and say, hey, we've got a group of individuals here that are very skilled, they're knowledgeable, they're intelligent and bright individuals that are committed to the swine industry.
For more information, go to www.pork.org. The Professional Organization for Farm Managers in Illinois annually releases a survey of cash rents. Unlike other reports, the rents are for the current year. Todd Gleason has more.
The Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers surveys its members each winter. It asks about the cash rents being collected for the coming growing season. University of Illinois Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnitke is a member of the association and says the cash rents for 2013 are broken into four land quality classes.
For excellent quality land, which is anything over 190 bushels of corn per acre, so they expect over 190 bushels per corn, the average is $396 per acre, so, and that's up about from $379 from in 2012. So it's up about $17, $18 from the 2012 level. Good, which would be from $170 to $190, $339 an acre. Average, which would be from $150 to $170 bushels per acre, $285. And fair, which is below $150, would be $235 per acre.
The expected corn yield is based on a rolling five-year average. The survey asked other questions of the members, too, like what was the range of cash rents agreed on for 2013?
Just to give you a feel for excellent quality land, the average of the high one-third leases was $447 per acre, and the low one-third was $320 an acre. So that's a range there of just those high and low of over $100 an acre. Just gives you a feel for the variability that's out there. And when we talk about averages, even professionally farm managed land has this large range, and if we threw in all land, that would get much larger.
Not only would it be a broader range, says Gary Schnitke, but typically, as borne out by USDA's annual cash rent survey, the rents are lower. This is for a variety of reasons on average. Think family discount. Another important note from the survey is the year-over-year change. It was up $17 from 2012 to 2013, but that's not nearly as big an increase as the previous change.
That was much less than between 2011 and 2012 when the increase was $60 an acre. So we've seen an increase between 2012 and 2013, but not as much between 2011 and 2012.
As for what Gary Schnitke expects for 2014 cash rents, well, if the crop is a good one, a leveling off. By the way, the last time cash rents in the state of Illinois dropped was during the farm crisis of the mid-1980s. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
And as we close on this Tuesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 695 and a half, down 6 3/4. July wheat trading at 695 and a half, down 7. May corn now trading at 643 3/4, down 2. July corn trading at 620 3/4, down 2 3/4. May soybeans trading at 1422 and a half, up 5 1/4. July beans trading at 1366, up 1 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.